Hi everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Alex.
So today we're going to be talking about this picture book, which I have here. It's called Clouded Leopard on the Roof. And before we start reading through it, let's think a bit about picture books. Now, when I was a kid, I really enjoyed Where's Wally, which you guys call Where's Waldo.
Yeah.
Wally Dainally, I think, is the Chinese name.
That's awesome.
I love that. I really enjoy those books. What about you? Do you enjoy any picture books?
Yeah, those were really cool. Mm-hmm. I had this one by, I think he's an Australian author named Graham Bass, called Animalia, where it just goes from A to Z, and every page is a different funny poem about that letter and has like pictures of animals and like really clever drawings and lots of things to spot. Kind of like Where's Waldo or Where's Wally? Mm-hmm. As you're going through and you can be like, things that start with that letter.
Yeah, this picture book has also got some really clever pictures. We'll maybe discuss that a bit later. Right now, we're going to spend day one of this two-day article talking about the story. Let's read through it now.
Reading.
Clouded Leopard on the Roof. One day, Draff reads that Formosan Clouded Leopard has disappeared from the forest. He writes to Clouded Leopard, who replies and says he's moved to the city. Therefore, Draff goes to the city to see his friend. He looks all over the rooftops for Clouded Leopard, but he is nowhere to be found. Draff discovers many interesting things on the city's rooftops. On many roofs, there are big gray cans that hold water. Other roofs have vegetable gardens. One of their owners gives Draff cabbage to eat. There are also bees and racing pigeons that live in special rooftop houses. These animals help Draff by keeping an eye out for Clouded Leopard. But he can't be found. At last, Draff finds his friend. Clouded Leopard informs him that he and some other animals moved to the city after humans cut down their forests. There are Formosan Black Bear, Blue Magpie, and more. In the city, they play hide and seek together and spend most of their time on rooftops. Finally, it's time for Draff to go home.
Okay, so the article begins and says, one day, Draff reads that Formosan Clouded Leopard has disappeared from the forest. So we've got a giraffe, he's living in Africa, and he's reading about his friend, the Formosan Clouded Leopard. That's a big cat that used to live in Taiwan. We'll talk a bit more about that later. He has disappeared from the forest. He's not there anymore. That's what disappear means. It's a verb. It's spelled D-I-S-A-P-P-E-A-R. Disappear, and it means to either become lost or to go to a place that is not known or just not be anywhere people can see it. For example, my wallet has disappeared. I can't find it anywhere. Which would be pretty bad.
Yeah. So he writes to Clouded Leopard, who replies and says he's moved to the city. Reply. It's a verb. R-E-P-L-Y. Reply. To say or write something back to someone else. For example, my mother will be unhappy with me if I don't reply to her messages quickly enough.
Okay, so what is Giraffe going to do now? He wants to go and see Clouded Leopard, so the article says, therefore, Giraffe goes to the city to see his friend. He's going to try and find him.
Yeah, that's right. The article says, he looks all over the rooftops for Clouded Leopard, but he is nowhere to be found.
And you'll see that in the pictures in the book. He's trying all sorts of places, and he can't find the leopard. Now, I didn't notice this when I read it, but you pointed out that sometimes you can see the leopard in the drawing. So do look carefully if you ever get this
Maybe
book.
Just a part of it, like
the
ears
tail or something.
Or a tail. Clado leopards are really long tails.
Okay, so he's looking on the rooftops.
Looking on the rooftops, and that's easy for him because he's a giraffe.
Mm-hmm.
Now, rooftop, it's a noun. It's the area on top of a building where people can stand. On a nice day, my friends and I like to meet up on a rooftop to hang out. Maybe my rooftop, maybe one of my friends' rooftops. But if it's a nice day, it's nice to, you know, go up on the rooftop, maybe have some food, and just look around the city.
Yeah, now a lot of people have different things on their rooftops. We're going to kind of get into that. Yeah. First of all, we're going to look at the word nowhere. The clouded leopard is nowhere to be found. Nowhere is an
adverb,
and it means not anywhere, not to somewhere, not in somewhere, not on somewhere, just not any particular place. So we could say in a sentence, nowhere in this town sells the kind of running shoes I need. There is no place, no shop where I can get them.
Yeah. But, the article says, giraffe discovers many interesting things on the city's rooftops as he's looking all around, because he's way up there.
Yep.
He sees lots of cool things.
So let's find out what these are. It says, on many roofs, there are big gray cans that hold water, okay? Of course, that's where buildings keep their water. They have these big water towers that store the water and kind of bring it up so it can go down into all the places. That's often where the water gets heated as well, so you get your hot water for showers and so on. So the giraffe, of course, he'll have never seen these before, so he's probably really interested.
I don't think they have them in
these
the jungle.
Big, big metal gray cans. What else does he see?
Well, in the article, we see he also sees other roofs have vegetable gardens.
Hmm.
Now, a vegetable garden is the kind of thing that some people have on their rooftops. It's a garden where someone grows vegetables. Even though, you know, now we can buy lots of things from stores, some people still like to grow their own vegetables in gardens. And because most people in Taipei don't have yards where they could plant vegetables, people here in the city sometimes start gardens on their rooftops.
Okay, so they can just grow a few things they need for them to cook and kind of save money. It's a cool idea. Okay, we also see that one of their owners, so the people who own the garden, gives giraffe cabbage to eat, which is cool. Let's look at the word owner. It's a noun spelled O-W-N-E-R. Owner, and it's a person, or it could be a group, that owns something. So that verb own, O-W-N, just means to have or possess it. You paid for it, it's yours, you can see it and you can touch it. So for owner, we could say, the owner of the car said he would sell it to me for 10,000 NT dollars. Mm-hmm. Okay, and he gives giraffe some cabbage.
Yeah, and let's look at that word. Cabbage is a noun, C-A-B-B-A-G-E, cabbage. It's a green leafy vegetable that's commonly eaten in many countries. Mm-hmm. I have one here.
There we go.
This is a cabbage.
That's a cabbage.
The English name is cabbage.
Mm-hmm.
There are many kinds of food that use cabbage, but for instance, my sister's favorite is cabbage dumplings.
Yeah, they're pretty good. And Korean kimchi, pao thai,
kimchi's really
that
good.
Is made
that
with
be my favorite.
Cabbage, so it's that vegetable. Okay, now what else does giraffe see as he's walking around? We see in the article there are also bees and racing pigeons that live in special rooftop houses. Okay, bees, of course, will live in their thing, which is called a hive, and racing pigeons. Pigeons are a kind of bird. They're sort of gray, white sort of things.
Yeah.
Get them a lot in cities, but a racing
cities all
pigeon.
All around the world, yeah.
Absolutely. A racing pigeon, they have been trained so that they can fly very fast between two places. Mm-hmm. And often people see, okay, we go somewhere on a train and we let the pigeons go and the pigeons fly back to their homes. And whoever gets there first is the fastest and wins the race.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great kind of older traditional sport.
Yeah, I've seen people in Taiwan doing it.
Yeah. Now, the article says, these animals help giraffe by keeping an eye out for clouded leopard, but he can't be found. Let's look at the phrase to keep an eye out for something. That's today's shortcut for you. So now let's watch a short video to find out more about what it means and how we can use it.
Shortcut for you.
What are you looking for?
Proof.
Proof of what?
Proof that I've been robbed.
Robbed? Someone robbed you? Shouldn't you call the police?
Not to worry. I'm sure I can solve this case on my own.
Okay, do you need any help?
Sure. Help me look around and keep an eye out for clues.
Whoa, stay away from my eyes. They're stay right where they are.
I'm not looking for your eyes, silly. Keep an eye out for somebody or something means to watch carefully for someone or something to appear.
Thank goodness. Keep an eye out for somebody or something means 留意注意 So, what exactly are you looking for?
My wallet.
You mean this one under the table?
Yes!
To keep an eye out for something is an idiom.And it means to be looking for something while doing your usually daily things. Maybe you're not going and looking for it, but if you see it, you'll let someone know. For instance, my neighbor's dog ran away, so I promised to keep an eye out for it while it was at the park. Maybe I go to the park and I see the dog, then I'll let my neighbor know.
Yeah, but you won't go to the park to look for the dog.
Right.
Right. Okay. So next we see that at last, giraffe.Finds his friend. All this looking, he's got the other animals helping, seeing all this cool stuff on the rooftops. At last, there he is. There's Clouded Leopard.
Yeah. Clouded Leopard informs him that he and some other animals moved to the city after humans cut down their forests. Let's look at that word inform. It's a verb. I-N-F-O-R-M. Inform.And it means to tell someone facts or information. If you look at the word information, you'll see the word inform. Our teacher informed us that there would be a test next Thursday.
And I guess that's kind of really where a lot of this real story of this book is. You know, that the animal, the clouded leopard and his friends, they can't live in the forest, which is where they should live, of course. So they have to go somewhere else because humans are cutting all the trees down. They're building houses. They're changing everything. There's no food for them to eat. So it's kind of humans' fault that these animals are, as we saw in the start of the article,disappearing.
Exactly.
Okay, now we did mention Clouded Leopard's friends. The next sentence is going to explain that a little. It says, there are Formosan black bear, blue magpie, and more. So, of course, these are animals that are, we say, native to Taiwan. You don't really find them anywhere else. Of course, we all know what a Formosan black bear is. It's the ones they have the white, almost like my...shirt here with the white V on it. So you can see them still in the zoo. I think there are still some.
There are. I think they mostly live in southern Taiwan now, but they are still in the wild.
Okay.
And they are protected by law.
Which is great. And a blue magpie. A magpie is a kind of bird. Normally they're black and white birds, but these ones are blue. These are the ones you can see on I think it's the $1,000 bill. It's some of, on the money, there's
check.
A bird.
Yeah,
we'd have to look at that again. But there is a bird, the Formosa blue magpie, a special bird. So all of these animals are really Taiwan's special animals.
Exactly. There are some animals in other places that are similar. We have magpies in lots of places.
Of course,
we have bears in lots of places. But these particular animals only live on Taiwan.
Okay.
The article says, in the city, they play hide and seek together and spend most of their time on rooftops. Hide and seek...This is something really fun. It's a common children's game in which some players hide and the other players have to find them. Kind of thing that, you know, maybe I would play a lot when I was a kid.
Yeah.
We would go to the forest, actually.
Okay. We play it probably at home and in the garden, I would say. You have to have the one person who's there and he counts up to, you know, 50 or 100. Oh, they turn around?
Sometimes to make it harder. So then at first...
They just fall over.
Yeah, exactly.
And then they have to go
when you're a kid, it's really
and
fun.
Find everyone. Now, I don't know. We had a different version of this game called Sardines. Have you heard this one?
No, I don't
okay.
think so.
It's kind of like hide and seek. But in hide and seek, there's one person who looks and everyone hides.
Yeah.
In Sardines... One person hides and everyone else looks. But when they find that person, they hide with them. Mm-hmm. So you get everybody hiding in the same place, like sardines, which are a small kind of fish, in a can.
Yeah.
And it's the loser is the last person to find everybody else.
That sounds
so
really
fun. Did you have
some? No, I've never played
okay.
that.
Okay, maybe that's a British game, but there you go. Yeah. So that's hide and seek, kind of looking for people, and the animals can play that because there must be loads of places they could hide up on the roofs.
Yeah, because how often do you look on your roof?
Very seldom. I have been up to the top of my roof. Mm-hmm. I usually go there once a year, and that's something we'll mention a little bit later. Let's get back to our article at the moment. We found that they're playing hide and seek.
Yeah. An example sentence could be, Charles and his friends went to the park to play hide and seek, but none of them could find him.
Okay. The article then gets to the end where it says, finally, it's time for Giraffe to go home. Now, we will actually see in the article there that the giraffe gets on a boat and he kind of travels back to Africa.
Yeah, because giraffes don't really live in Taiwan.
Well, in the zoo.
In the zoo.
Yeah, we have the giraffes in the zoo, but of course giraffes do come from Africa. Mm-hmm. So he goes back home, but he's happy now because he knows that clouded leopard and the other animals, they have found a new place to live. They're going to be happy. Mm-hmm. They should be fairly safe in their new place, not like in their old home, which, of course, all got cut down.
Yeah.
Now, that is an issue we're going to talk about in day two. There's a lot of meaning to this article. It looks like it's kind of a fun picture book story, but there's some serious stuff behind it. We're going to discuss that more in day two, but right now it's time for us to go to our For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
So our question is, what interesting things have you seen on rooftops?
Yeah, wow. Usually on my rooftop here, I just look around and on the other rooftops I can see cats running around on the rooftops and sometimes being friendly with each other, sometimes fighting. Sometimes I hear that at my window at night.
Yes.
But mostly I see cats here.
A lot of cats up here. Yeah. I mean, I've seen people hanging out there washing to dry it, of course, when the weather is nice. I think around the Moon Festival, I've seen barbecues people have. I go up to my rooftop, I mentioned a bit earlier, because I can see Taipei 101 from the top of my building. So I go up there during the New Year's Eve, so I can see all the fireworks.
Yeah, I can just get the very top of it, like just the tip with like the flashing light and the last sort of
That's a pretty much all I can get, but it's not a bad view. So now, where I used to live in Banqiao, there was a guy opposite our school who had racing pigeons. We could often see him going up there and giving his birds food and stuff. The strange thing is he never wore a shirt, which was, you know, I mean, it was hot weather a lot of the time, and nobody really could see him.
Yeah.
Now, another interesting thing, it's not quite a rooftop, but earlier this year, I went to the Shard, which is a really, really tall building in London.
Yeah.
And they have a bathroom up there, and the bathroom is next to just a window. And so you can, if you want, close something over the window, but you could also just use the bathroom next to a big open window because you're so high in the air, no one would know. And so, you know, I decided to. I went to the bathroom and the whole of London could have seen me if only I wasn't quite so high up.
Binoculars.
Yeah, or if they were in a helicopter passing by, maybe I would have surprised them a little, but it seemed like something to do.
Yeah.
Now, of course, in Taiwan, the rooftops are more flat.
Yeah.
Where I grew up in the UK, they're more slope like that, so you can't really go up on the rooftops for anything.
Yeah, definitely. My parents' house in California, it's just like this. There's no There's no way to get onto it.
It's difficult, but
yeah,
there you go.
You need a big ladder.
You do, something like that. What else have I seen in Taiwan? I've seen a few things. I would notice when I first came to Taiwan, a lot of people had plants and greenery, and I'd see people going out to water them. It's kind of a rooftop garden idea, and I know it's big in Japan, and I think in Germany as well, as a way to help the environment in the city, because, of course, plants make oxygen. Plants help to kind of clean the air a little bit. So by filling our rooftops with plants and other green stuff like that, small trees, then we kind of help to clean the air in our city. So if you don't have anything up on your roof, think about going and putting some plants there. It might make things just a little bit nicer for everybody else. Okay, that is the end of our article. We're out of time for today, but join us tomorrow to find out about the meaning behind the story, Clouded Leopard on the Roof. We will see you then. Bye for now.
Bye for now.
Clouded Leopard on the Roof. One day, Draff reads that Formosan Clouded Leopard has disappeared from the forest. He writes to Clouded Leopard, who replies and says he's moved to the city. Therefore, Draff goes to the city to see his friend. He looks all over the rooftops for Clouded Leopard, but he is nowhere to be found. Draff discovers many interesting things on the city's rooftops. On many roofs, there are big gray cans that hold water. Other roofs have vegetable gardens. One of their owners gives Draff cabbage to eat. There are also bees and racing pigeons that live in special rooftop houses. These animals help Draff by keeping an eye out for Clouded Leopard, but he can't be found. At last, Draff finds his friend. Clouded Leopard informs him that he and some other animals moved to the city after humans cut down their forests. There are Formosan black bear, blue magpie, and more. In the city, they play hide and seek together and spend most of their time on rooftops. Finally, it's time for Draff to go home.
Vocabulary review.
Disappear. I can't find my keys anywhere. They've just disappeared. Reply. Arthur still hasn't replied to the email I sent him last week. Owner. I found the owner of the bag and returned it to her as soon as I could. Cabbage. One of the side dishes in this restaurant is cabbage cooked with garlic. Inform. The doctor informed me that the results of my blood test had come back and that they were normal.